This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church and head also of the High Impact Leadership Coalition. He's also instrumental in trying to get an issue on the ballot for the residents of the District of Columbia this year, namely to give them the option of reversing the decision of the D.C. City Council to recognize same-sex marriages. And Bishop, thanks so much for your time today.
Greg, thank you so much for having me.
Briefly give our listeners a capsule of how this got to the council in the first place and why you believe this should be an issue for the people to decide, not just the people on the council.
Well, in my view, over the last 5 years, there's been a stealth group of people who have been trying to get same-sex marriage into the district. And this past year, one of our councilmen said, hey, we're going to do this thing. We're going to finally make it happen. And in an unrelated kind of legislation in April, they passed same-sex marriage reciprocity, meaning you can recognize marriages from other areas. And then the cry was out. They announced it. I happened to be in the meeting. It was my first D.C. meeting, council meeting, believe it or not. And they said, hey, the next step is we're going to legalize same-sex marriage right here in the nation's capital. This is inevitable. And given all of that, I felt very strongly as a pastor who's been in this region for well over 20 years, and his father worked in the area, et cetera, I felt that we should definitely do something. And so I helped to organize a rally with Christians and stop this runaway freight train. So what we've done is that we have actually put forth a proposal for the Marriage Initiative of 2009, which will essentially define marriage as being a man between a man and a woman, and that no other kind of relationship would be initiated in the District of Columbia. In other words, gays can't get married here, and that would be the order of the day, that's how things should be.
We're talking with Bishop Harry Jackson. And Bishop, what exactly is the process for getting this on the ballot, and how far down the road are you?
Great. Process is very simple. You've got to go before the Board of Elections and Ethics. If they say yes, then you simply have another meeting with them about the language. After you deal with the language, then you can put it on the ballot, and they would determine which particular election it would be on. But in this particular case, we will probably have to do a legal step. The board will call us. There'll be some kind of review. After their review, and probably there will be back and forth witnesses from the community, it may take several days for it to go on. Then they'll go behind closed doors, decide. If they don't say yes, then we've got all kinds of legal remedies. There's at least two steps in the court system that we can take, and there are many, many ways that we can derail this issue. Remember, the folks in D.C., the D.C. City Council, has been proclaiming that they were going to bring a same-sex marriage law to our city starting this fall. And so we had to take this preemptive step in order to prevent that.
And, sir, one of the things we learned in recent elections, and in particular in the 2008 election, is that while urban areas and specifically the black community is overwhelmingly Democratic, they're also overwhelmingly pro-traditional marriage. And many people, in fact, believe that's the constituency that put Proposition 8 over the top in California, even though they obviously went heavily for Barack Obama. What do you believe the outcome would be if this actually gets onto the ballot?
Okay, I think there's no question but that we'd win. If it goes on the ballot, we win. Therefore, I'm getting all kind of challenging information in the newspapers. You're being called a bigot, la, la, la. Because if they can keep us from bringing it to a public vote, they may win because the courts and the legislatures in the states that have gay marriage today, or same-sex marriage today, is how they got there. In 30 cases, in which the people voted, all 30, they were defeated. And so we've done private polling as well. We get on a ballot, and we work hard, we win. That's it.
We have obviously seen the angry backlash from those in favor of gay marriage to when the law was overturned as a result of the vote of the people last year in California. You mentioned some of the epithets and actions that have been taken towards you. Talk about that a little bit more. What kind of resistance have you seen, and just how vitriolic has it been?
Well, I've had people write threatening notes about damaging my church building. There are all kind of threats we get. We get calls where people will just start railing and yelling at my staff. We get intimidating emails at my place of residence. That location was put out on the internet, and then it was placed in two alternative newspapers in our city. We had to have Bill O'Reilly called us on because he heard about the death threats and all of that and said, hey, this is really irresponsible. And so it's been quite a ride, and I've become well-known in the city because I was on the front page of some of these alternative magazines. There was a period of 2 months where every other week I was on the front page, and there was this thing, get this guy, get him, and he's an outsider. I've pastored in Maryland for, 20-some years. I now am a D.C. Resident, and it's funny that people who moved in here 2 and 3 years ago, who are, that's the majority of the gay leadership, are now calling me, who's been here in the region 20 years, an outsider. But those are, that's a little bit of a taste of the kind of things that will happen. And it's been good. We've had heavy up security. Even the police patrol the places where I live more heavily because of their concern for my safety.
And last question, and gives you a chance to explain why you're so involved in this issue. Some people would say that's a lot to deal with just for the sake of getting an issue on a ballot. Explain why you're so passionate about defending traditional marriage.
Well, Greg, that's a great question. Essentially, it's this. It's not about me. It's about the next generation. Redefining marriage, and this is what it is, redefinition, affects the family definition. It affects parenting definitions. It therefore affects education. Heather has two mommies, is in a school at 5 years old up in Massachusetts, and in California, even though they've banned gay marriage, you still have people creating clubs called Gay Allies for, believe it or not, 5 and 6 year old kids. So there's this aggressive attempt to redefine the nature of our marriages, our families, our institutions, which I believe will begin to destroy families. Importantly, and I'm fighting this battle for every person, black, white, Hispanic, but when you take it to a microcosm in the black community, my community is at a place where marriage could become extinct as we know it. The family unit, 7 or 8 out of 10 babies are born out of wedlock. 7 or 8, I mean, that means most black kids are not born to intact families. That's it today. And if we redefine marriage and people move in the direction that other countries have done when they legalize a gay marriage, same-sex marriage, you'll find that the out-of-wedlock births goes up, the time which people, until people get married, in other words, they'll get married later and later, goes up. So instead of getting married at 27, they get married at 30. So 40% of black singles, or black women, rather, or will be single permanently. And I could go on and on and on with stats. Where the black community would be immediately, the Hispanic community would be one step behind, and the mainstream communities of America would follow. It's dangerous. It's irresponsible. It's an experiment in our society and every culture that has gone openly gay, in a sense. You go back through history, you'll find that they imploded morally, spiritually, and that's what I'm fighting against.
Bishop, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us, and we look forward to talking to you very soon to see how the effort is going. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Bishop Harry Jackson, he is the pastor of Hope Christian Church and is the head of the High Impact Leadership Coalition. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.